Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'ilo Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma Daf Chav Ches. We're up to the second lashon of the Gemara. In the name of Rabbi Yechanan, which Rabbi Yechanan started off first about the Zohar Shesid Maracha, is Chayiv Misa. And then Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara switched to Rabbi Yechanan that said, Zohar Shesidah Shnei Gzira Eitzim is Chayiv Misa. So in the first Lashon, Rabbi Zeris Kasha was that a Zohar, originally about Tzidah Maracha, and now about Tzidah Shnei Gzira Eitzim, is Kasher, it doesn't passel the Avodah, doesn't passel the Tzidah Maracha or the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, because since the Avodah is Kasher Balayla, so a Zohar couldn't pass all the Avodah. And now, the Gemara discusses the Chiyuv Misa of the Zohar. Would the Zohar have the Chiyuv Misa? And Reb Zeira held it wouldn't be shaykh that the Zohar should have a Chiyuv Misa because it's not an Avodah Tama, which is a sugya that we learned before, on Daf Chav Dalet, that a Tanai for a Chiyuv Misa of a Zohar is in an Avodah Tama, meaning it should be the complete Avodah. There shouldn't be Avodah after this Avodah. A mashal, a Zohar that does Kabbalah and Elocha is not Chayiv Misa, because it's not Avodah Tam, and it's still more Avodah to be done. You have to do the Avodah of Zrika. So that's a discussion here about Avodah Tam. So, let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan had said in the Havamina, that the Zohar that does the Seed of Maracha, that puts the wood on the Maracha, starts the fire in the Mizbeach, is Chayiv Misa, because you need a Kayin and a Zohar is Chayiv Misa. And Reb Zeira asked, how could it be that a Zohar is Chayiv Misa? It's an Avodah Sheyesh Echrei Avodah. It's not an Avodah Tama. What's the Avodah that's after the Seidah Maracha? The Shnei Gzira Eitzim. Because after the Seidah Maracha, you're not finished yet with the Mizbech. You also have to put on the special two logs. It'd be a Leim Eitzim, a Baikah, a Baikah, the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. So that's what makes that the Seidah Maracha is not an Avodah Tama. And that's what the Gemara said earlier. And the Afchav Dal Amid Beis, that the Gemara says, Ela Meyat, the Zohar, she see this Maracha L'chayev, and the Gemara says, Ika Siddish Negziri Eitzim, that the Siddish Negziri Eitzim is a Hemshech of the Avodah of being Mesad in the Mizbech, so it makes that the Siddah Maracha is not an Avodah Tama. Now, according to Rashi, the Gemara ends there. Rashi is Meichek, the next two Kashas and Terutzim from the Gemara, because he held, they don't stim with this Lashon, they only stim with the earlier Lashon. And the Gemara goes and says that it's really, you should say, the Zohar Shesidah Shnei Gzira Eitzim is Chayiv, because that Rabbi Yechon held as an Avodah Tama. But Taisus holds that, no, that the Gemara is, these Kashas and Terutzim do belong here. And Taisus explains like this. The Gemara is a Kasha, V'rei Evarim U'Pedarim. In other words, Evarim and Pedarim, it was Mavur in the Gemara earlier that a Zohar is Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara's kasha is that if you're going to tell me that Tzidah Maracha has no Chiyuv Misa because it's Avodah Sheyesh Achrei Avodah, it's not called an Avodah Tama, so Evarim Uptarim also should have that same problem, that also shouldn't be Chiyuv Misa, also should be considered Avodah Sheyesh Achrei Avodah. So according to Taisus, what exactly is the Nidin? Why did the Gemara think that Tzidah Maracha is an Avodah Tama, and what was the Gemara's precise raya from Evarim Uptarim? So Taisus explains as follows. Taisus says the Gemara felt like this. The Gemara felt that Evarim u'Pedarim really shouldn't be an Avodah Tama. Because after the Evarim u'Pedarim, you have to do Chumas Adeshin. You put the Evarim u'Pedarim on the Mizbech, they burn, they become ashes, there's still more Avodah. You have to take from the ashes and make a Chumas Adeshin. So why is Evarim u'Pedarim Avodah Tama, this Chumas Adeshin afterwards? The Chumas Adeshin should be in Hemshech, a continuation of the Avodah, and that should make the Evarim Uptarim not an Avodah Tama. So Elamai, why Takanat? So the Gemara Nemzon, because Evarim Uptarim, you don't have to do Dafka at night. You don't have to wait till the night to do the Evarim Uptarim. As soon as the carbon is finished, you could put the Evarim Uptarim on the Mizbech during the day. So Evarim Uptarim, Be'ikah could be done during the day. And the chanami, they also could be done at night. Hek the chalam v'evarim k'sherim kol alaylo. But evarim u'pedarim, the avodah starts during the day. Chumas Adeshin has to be done dafka at night. You can't do Chumas Adeshin the day before. You have to wait till the night. By regalim, it was done by the Shmur Rishayna, by Yom Kippur, by Chatzais. the normal day by Kreis Gever, Balkapadim has to be done by night. So that's why the Gemara thought it's called an Avayda Tama. Since Evarim B'darim are done during the day, yes, they could be done by night, but the Avayda starts during the day. And Shuma Sedeshin is Dafka by night. They can't start the day before. So Mamela makes that Evarim B'darim is an Avayda Tama. So Ibazai, so Koshkein, Sidi Maracha, which according to Taisus has to be done Dafka by night, as we discussed in the previous year. And Siddish Negzira Eitzim has to be done Dafka by day. That's what the Gemara is naming on. So Koshkein, the Siddha Maracha, should be an Avayda Tama, because the Siddish Negzira Eitzim can't be considered a Hemshech, because the Siddha Maracha is by night, and the Negzira Eitzim by day. Just like Evarim B'darim, the Chumas Adeshin is not a Hemshech, because the Evarim B'darim are by day, and the Chumas Adeshin is at night, and even though Evarim B'darim could also be by night, but they start by day, so male, the night of Avayda is not called the Hemshech. So Koshkein, Shnei Gzira Eitzim is not considered a Hemshech to Siddha Maracha. It's not, doesn't make it Ois Avayda Tama, because Siddha Maracha is Dafka by night, and Shnei Gzira Eitzim is Dafka by day. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara's Teretz, according to Taisus, Seif Avayda Diyamamuhu, which means that Olam, it's not a problem if one's by day and one's by night. That doesn't make it Ois Avayda Tama. But the reason why Evarim U'Pedarim is called an Avayda Tama and Shumas Adeshin is not called a Hemshech to it is because Evarim U'Pedarim is Seif Avayda Diyamama. Evarim U'Pedarim is the end of the Avayda Diyamama. That's it. You finished the Avayda Diyamama. Shumas Adeshin, that's for the next day. The Shumas Adeshin is not a Hemshech B'chlal of the Avayda of the Evarim U'Pedarim. Fakir, the Evarim B'darim is a hemshech to the avayda of the carbon of the previous day. The Chumas Adeshin is a completely different thing. That's what the Gemara's Teretz says. Nothing to do with the fact that one's by day, one's by night. B'chlolis, the Evarim B'darim, even if they were by night, but they're a hemshech to the avayda sakabanas of the previous day, the Chumas Adeshin is actually not a hemshech of the previous day. It's starting a new avayda. The Evarim B'darim is a safe avayda diyamama. Then the Gemara asks another kasha, brings another raya that the fact that one's by day and one's by night will make it that it's called an Avayda Tama. And the Gemara's raya is from Chumas Adeshin itself. That why is Chumas Adeshin called an Avayda Tama? I have a Tzaras Adeshin afterwards. It must be the Teretzis, because Chumas Adeshin is Dafka by night. And here's where Taisus says that it's not the day after either. Chumas Adeshin is Dafka by night. You can't do Chumas Adeshin during the day. And it's also Adeshin. Fakert, Yitaka could do it by night, but you could also do it by day. So Mamela, Aybazai, Hatzas Adeshin is not called the Hemshech of Chumas Adeshin. Because Chumas Adeshin is Dafka by night, and Hatzas Adeshin you could do either by night or by day. And here's where I said in the previous Shia, not like the Minchas Chinuch, here's what Taisus Mefurish, this big Chiddush that Taisus holds, that we said that Rav Yishayim argue, that Chumas Adeshin, he holds his Dafka by night, can't be done during the day. But, so that's what Taisus says. Since Chumas Adeshin is Dafka by night, it's Tzaras Nefesh can be by day or by night, that makes Chumas Adeshin to be considered an Avayda Tama. So, Oy Bezoy, who had didn't see the Maracha, which is Dafka by night, and Shnei Gzira Eitzim, which is Dafka by day, so Koshkein, the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, wouldn't make the Siddha Maracha Ois Avayda Tama. And that the Gemara answers, no. Again, no shaykhis. It doesn't matter that one's by day, one's by night. They still could be considered a hemshech. But Chumas Adeshin is different because Tchilas Avayded Yamamhu. Chumas Adeshin is the start. Hatzas Adeshin doesn't count. Chumas Adeshin is the Tchilas Avayded Yamamah because you don't have to do Hatzas Adeshin afterwards. The Chumas Adeshin is the Aschala. They didn't do Hatzas Adeshin every day. They did Hatzas Adeshin when necessary. When they had to remove the ashes from the Mizbech, they did it. Chumas Adeshin has to be done every day. I have to take a little bit of the ashes, put it on the side of Mizbech every day. But the Tzaras Adeshin, taking the rest of the ashes and bringing it out to the Mekayim Adeshin, Chutz Migimel Machnos, that wasn't done every single day. That was done as needed. So Mamela, the Chumas Adeshin is the Tchilas Avayda Diyamama. The Tzaras Adeshin is not considered a Hemshech to it, and that's why the Chumas Adeshin is an Avayda Tama. Not because there's a difference between day and night. So the Olam, there's no difference if one's by day, one's by night. It still would not be considered an Avayda Tama. Evarim U'Pedarim are an Avayda Tama not because Chumas Adeshin is by night, but because the Evarim Pedarim don't have a shaykh as a Chumas Hadeshin, they're a safe Aveda the Yamama. Chumas Hadeshin is called an Aveda Tama not because Tzaras Hadeshin is by day and Chumas Hadeshin by night. It's because Tzaras Hadeshin doesn't have to follow with Chumas Hadeshin. Chumas Hadeshin itself is a Skolas Aveda the Yamama. So, the Gemara, in the end, says that Enechinami, Sida Meracha is not considered, does not have a Chiyav Misa because it's not considered an Aveda Tama. So when Rabbi Yechanan says Zoris Sida Shneig Ziru Eitzim is Chayiv, that is Chayiv is by Sida Shneig Ziru Eitzim. The Aveda of Shneig Ziru Eitzim, that doesn't have an Aveda afterwards, and that's why a Zoris is Chayiv. Now the Gemara discusses this. The Gemara brings Kashis on it, Rav has a Kasha, and then the Gemara says that Marzucha said Afananami Tanina. What is the discussion? What is the Shakla Vitaya? What are the two Tzadim? If Rabbi Yechanan's memra of Zoris Hashidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim Chayev Hel Veritami, what's the Shak of the Tai if it's correct or not? So the Gemara really talks about in Chavdal Adam Beis. The Gemara brings that Rav holds that Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim is Potter because it's not an Aveid Tama. And why is it not an Aveid Tama? The Gemara this says clearly because this Sidah Eivarim. After the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim, you put the Eivarim on. You put the Yemakti the Karbonis. And the Gemara says, "I Rabbi Yechanan holds you are chayiv." So, "Mes b'hop legally, my savra avedetami, my savra avedetami." In other words, one holds that the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim has a hemshech, and the hemshech is the rest of the Akhtaris that you're doing, and the mail of the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim is not the avedetama. Only the hekta chalom ve'evarim, only the evarim upedarim. That's the only thing that's an avedetama. The Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim is not an avedetama. That's Rav Shita. But Rabbi Yechanan holds no. The Aveda, the Evarim Pedarim, is a completely different Aveda. The Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim is its own Aveda, and therefore it's called an Aveda Tama. So the Gemara at the end brings a Raya. Omer Zuchu V'Temer Avashi Afanana Mitanina. We have a Raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Omer Amamunah Tzuru Migiyah Zman Shechita. The Munah told them, they have to go check to see if Alois HaShachat no do the Shechita Satamin. So what do you see from there? Since you don't have a mamunah telling you that you need a loisa shacha in order to make the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim, in them state that the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim could be done before a loisa shacha. It could be done by night. So if the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim could be done by night, that's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan said the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim is Vaidatama. So this, all the Rishayim agree that this is the Pshat in the Gemara. That if the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim are done by night, so then the Sidah Eivarim are not a Hemshech to the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim. They have no Shaychus to it. The Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim is done by night. The Sidah Eivarim is the next day. So there's no Hemshech. The Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim is its own Aveda, it's an Aveda Tama. So that's why we have a Raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Since we see that the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim can be done by night, in them state that the Sidur Eivarim is not a hemshech to the Sidur Shneig Ziru Eitzim, it's not a continuation of that Aveda, it's a separate Aveda, because the Sidur Shneig Ziru Eitzim is done by night, and the Eivarim have to be done by day. So Mamela, that shows that the Eivarim are its own thing, and they're not considered a continuation of this of the Sidur Shneig Ziru Eitzim, and the Sidur Shneig Ziru Eitzim are an Aveda Tam. To that the Gemara says, no, Ma'olam I'll tell you not like Rabbi Yechanan. Loilam, I'll tell you that it's not an Aveda Tama. I, it's done by night. No, Loilam, I'll tell you it can't be done by night. So why didn't the Mamunah have to say it's a Lois HaShachah for the Siddish Nigzir Eitzim? Hach the Islay Takan, Hach the Lesley Takan Takatani, Hach the Islay Takan Taloy Katani. The Shkita Satamid, if you do it before Amun HaShachah, so now that's it. It's possible. It's gone. There's no Takana to it. You have to get another carbon. Mashiach and the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim, you have a takana, like it says earlier. You can remove them from the Zbech and put them back on in the morning. So Mamela, since it has a takana, it's not gone. So Mamela, they didn't bother having a mamuna making sure that it was done before Leisa Shachar. Now the Shaila is, L'maskona Sasugya, is there a din that the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim has to be done b'dafka by day? Is there such a din? The Maskana Sasugi, is there such a din that the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim have to be done dafka by day, or Yetzir the Sidah Shneig Ziru Eitzim by night? And emes is a machlokes ha-paiskim. Like we spoke out in the previous shiur, the paiskim in Siman Aleph and Aruch Chaim say that you have to say the avodah dafka b'yom. The parasha of the karbonis that we say in the morning has to be said b'yom. The parasha of karbonis is said in order they should be yetza, at least some inyan of bringing the carbon. It should be considered like you bring the carbon, but the karbonis have to be brought by day. The Talmud has to be brought by day. The Ktaris has to be makta by day. So mele, the parasha of the karbonis have to be said by day. Zakta Magen Avram, Siman Aleph Katan Yud. That's only the Talmud, the Ktaris. Mashenke, in the parasha of the Kir, for Rechitz Yadayim V'Raglayim, and the parasha of Chumas Adashin, that you could say by night, because you could do Rechitz Yadayim V'Raglayim by night, and you could do Chumas Adashin by night. So mele, since these are Vedas you could do by night, so you could say the parasha Kabbanis by night, before Leis HaShachar, you get up early, you could say the parasha of Chumas Adashin and Rechitzis Yadayim V'Raglayim because they could be done by night. Fekter B'Kiveger, that's very good for the Chumas Adashin and for the Kiyar. But in the parasha Chumas Adashin, we also say the pasuk, we say the din of the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. And the Shnei Gziri Eitzim have to be done by day. So how could you say the parish of Chumas Adashin, the parish of Tzav Esarin, Zayis Teres Ha'ilah with the Chumas Adashin by night, like the Magen Avraham says, Enechinam, you'll be Yitzir the Chumas Adashin with it, but you won't be Yitzir the din of Shnei Gziri Eitzim. And Shnei Gziri Eitzim has to be done with Dafka by day. So merely you're going to have to say the parish by day in order to be Yitzir Shnei Gziri Eitzim. That should be Kivegez Ara on the Magen Avraham. Zak the Prima Gadim, and he brings this from the Tuah Shor, that, no, the Magen Avraham is right. He brings the Tuah Shor, says the Magen Avraham is right. Because the Maskonis HaSugi here is, the Lishna Basra, is that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim could be done by night. Even the Shnei Gziri Eitzim could be done by night, not just the Chumas Adashin. So Memela, the parish of Chumas Adashin could be said by night. That's what the Tuah, that's what Prima Gadim brings from the Tuah Shor. So what's the machlekes? The emes is the me'imi eifin art, when he gives a sikkim to the sugya, he says, klar, see the meracha could be done by night, the shnei gziri eitzim after daf could be done by day. He named on the sugya like Rabbi Kiveiga. Could be the pshat's like this. In the first lashon of the Gemara was clearly naming on that the see the shnei gziri eitzim in Rabbi Yechanan was dafka by night, and that's why it is a psul zaris. So the Gemara asked the kasha, Mazuchu then, in the first Lashon, asked the Kasha, Ritei Ravashi Vanan Lei Tanan Hachi. We have a Ryan from the Mishnah, Omlem HaMamuna, that it says, Igi Zman Shkita, Vilu Zman Shneg Zirei Katani. So you see, Klar, not like a Be'echanan. Be'echanan Emdan has to be done dafka by day. And the Mishnah that says that the Mamuna only says Eloisa Shachat for the Shkita Satan, but not for the Shneg Zirei Eitzim, that's a Raya. It could be done by night. And the Gemara is Matcha the Raya. The Gemara is Matcha the Raya, that hachte leslei tekanta katani, hachte islei tekanta le katani. It's different. They only mention the shkitas atam because there's no eitzah if you do it by night. Mashenk and shenk zir eitzim where you could put them back, take them off and put them back on the mizbech. That's the first lashon. In the second lashon, it's vakert though. In the second lashon, Rabbi Yechanan was saying that yichayev misa, and the kashin Rabbi Yechanan was that it's not an avodah tama because you do the sidrei varim afterwards. And the Gemara brings the Mishnah as a Raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Have a Raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Because you see that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim can be done by night. Is a Raya to Rabbi Yechanan. And the Gemara is Matcha the Raya. That's not a Raya. Because you could say that maybe Takan only could be done by day, but still, since it has a Takana, so they didn't have a Mamuna for it. So Lechura, since we pass him like the Lechura, it seems to be the Machlokes, the Lishna Basra and the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Basra nemdan that according to Rabbi Yechanan, there's a psul zaris, that means it has to dafka be done by day. Anything that could be done by night doesn't have a psul zaris. So Mela, the name of Rabbi Yechanan only stims if it's done by day. And the Lishna Basra is faket. The name of Rabbi Yechanan says Yechayev Misa, the says he held it was an Aveda Tama, only stims if it's kasha by night. So the Chayev with the klal that we pass like the Lishna Basra, L'chor, it sounds like the Maskana Sasugi is that Shnei Gziri Eitzim could be done by night. But Mestama, the Me'imi Nemdan, and this Mestama Harabi Kivegi Nemdan, that since the first Lashon held with the Pshitas and it has to dafka be done by day, the second Lashon was bringing a raya, Lafi, Mazuchu Vitamer of Ashi, that at a deek from the Mishnah, that it had to be done by night, that was a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Because if it could be done by night, then for sure it's an Avodah Tama. So that was a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. So I think it's not a raya. The Mishnah doesn't necessarily mean it could be done by night. It's just since there's a takana, it didn't mention it. But it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan only stims if it could be done by night. Could be, it has to be done by day, and it's still called an Avodah Tama. Still Rabbi Yochanan held in Svari, even though they're both during the day, but it's not a Hemshech, it's not a continuation. Gziri Eitzim is its own Avodah, and the Siddei Varim of Pedarim is not considered a Hemshech of the Gziri Eitzim. So since the first Lashon ended on with the Pshita, said it has to dafka be done by day, and the second Lashon ended up not clear, so Amela, we named on the Pshita, said the first Lashon, that it has to be done by day, and the first Lashon is just that it's not a Raya. It's not a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. If it will be done by night, then it will be a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Haint that was saying it has to be done by day, so it's not a Raya. But I'll go upon him, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't need that Svara that the Siddish Ne'gziri Eitzim have to dafka be done by night. Even if the Siddish Ne'gziri Eitzim are done by day, still Rabbi Yochanan holds it's called an Avodah Tama. And Svara, he holds the Varim of Ptarim and not called a continuation. That's what I think the Pshat is, according to the Meiri and according to Rabbi Kivega. Mashenke and the Tvur Shor and the Magen Avram, they named on that no. That since the Gemara brought this as a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, Vaisleis, that's Rabbi Yochanan's Svara. That the reason why it's an Avodah Tama is because the Gzir Eitzin could be done by day, and the Ivarim Uptarim, it could be done by night, I mean, and the Ivarim Uptarim could only be done during the day. So that's Takana Maskana of Rabbi Yochanan. Since we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that Siddish Ne Gzir Eitzim Azar is Chayiv, in them state that we paskin that it could be done by night. And mainly you could say the Pasha Shum is a Deshin by night because the Shne Gzir Eitzim could be done by night. The Prima Gadim wants to bring a Raya from the Rambam, in Ilchus Tmidu Musafim, Perik Sheni, Halacha Sheni, Halacha Beis, that the Rambam holds it has to be done by day. Because the Rambam says, Babaker, Archim Eitzim, Archim Bereshim, Mizrech, Maracha, Gadela, Shel Eish. In the morning, you put Eitzim, you arrange Eitzim, and you arrange a big fire. Shnema, Biela, Makait, Eitzim, Abaker, Abaker. The Chaim Mitzel, Ahala, Shneg, Zorim, Shleitz, Im Tamit, Shel Shacha, Yesel, Atzim, Maracha. Shenema bila mekayin eitzim babayker. That you do shnei gzir eitzim. So he says, Klai, you do it babayker. The mashmai says it has to dafka be done by day. But l'chaira, and the Likutei Halacha says, I'm in on this. L'chaira, the Rambam puts the two together. He puts siddur maracha together with siddur shnei gzir eitzim. And he says, both of them are done babayker. Siddur maracha, it's mefurish in the Gemara, doesn't have to be done by day. See, the Maracha is mefurish in the Gemara, could be done by night. In both Lashonis. So, obviously, b'negeya see the Maracha, the Rambam's Babaker is Lav Dafka. Otherwise, it wouldn't stim with the Gemara. See the Maracha, no one says it has to be done by day. Shnei Gzir Eitzim, in the first Lashon is mefurish, it has to be done Dafka by day. Like we said, the second Lashon, we were clearing what the Maskon is. You can learn either way. But see the Maracha, that's clear that it could be done by night. And the Rambam says, Babaker on both of them, Sayan Siddur Maracha, and Sayan Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So Al Karchach, the Rambam is Lav Dafka. Al Karchach, when the Rambam says Babaker, it doesn't mean it has to be done Babaker. It means it usually was done Babaker. Befarat Lefi Deshitas Rambam, that the Chumas Hadeshim was done, the Kreisa Gever, he says, is Alois HaShachar. And his Mashman, the Chumas Hadeshim, was done by Alois HaShachar. We mentioned the Achreinim that held him at Mamash Aleis HaShachar. The Chavetz Chaim said it means a little bit before, but Al-Kapanim, it wasn't much before. It was very shortly before Aleis HaShachar, even according to the Chavetz Chaim. So Lamaisa, the Siddur Maracha and the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, which was done after the Chumash Hadeshen, Avada didn't really have any time to do it before Aleis HaShachar. So Avada, in the regular day, when they did Chumash Hadeshen late, Avada did it by Baker. But L'chayr, there's no raya from the Rambam, it had to be done by Baker. Because just like Siddur Maracha, which doesn't have to be done by Baker, the Rambam says by Baker, if I cared, he puts Shnei Gzir Eitzim together, the Mashmai says they have the same din, and both of them would be kosher by night. That's L'chayr Pshat in the Rambam.
Perek Amar Lehem HaMemuneh. Daf Chof Ches Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Amalhem HaMamuna Tzur Uru'u Im Higiyaz Man HaShchita. Rashi says, the Mamuna is the Sgan. The Sgan was the assistant Kohen Gadol. The Batanura in Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, says that the reason why he was called the Mamuna is because he was appointed to be Oivid the Avoida on Yom Kippur instead of the Kohen Gadol if the Kohen Gadol became Posel, if it became Tomei. The Toiz Yishonim and Toizfis in the Tezvav Mebeis, the Ramaschel Omar, argue on Rashi because there's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi lists five things that are the job of the Sgan, and this, our Mishnah, is not one of those five things. The five things are, the Sgan was the one who used to say to the Kohen Gadol when he did the Hagrolo, when he did the, he drew lots to determine which Sire would go Lashem, which Sire would go Lazazel. So the Mishnah tells us later, in Perek Tarf Bekalfi, that if the Shelshem was Allah Biminoi, then the Sgan would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, pick up your right hand. Another mention of the Sgan says the Yerushalmi. We have in Perek Kohen Gadol in Sanhedrin and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph where it's discussing Nichum Avelu, and it says when the Kohen Gadol of Misnachim Me'achirim, so the Sgan would stand on his right side and the Rosh Beis Av would stand on his left side. There are another two instances in the last Perek of Maseches Tamid where the Sgan used to assist the Kohen Gadol when he was doing certain avoidas. In one case, he would wave flags when the Kohen Gadol wanted to be Menasech Yayin, and in the other case, he would help the Kohen Gadol when the Kohen Gadol wanted to throw certain Evarim on the Mizbeach. The final thing that's mentioned, and this is all in the Yerushalmi in our Perek, in Halacha Ches, and it's brought down by Taisin and Daf Tzvav Mebeis, and it says, Lehoya Kohen Gadol Mismana Achena. So Tosfos says the Yerushalmi does not list our Mishnah that the Sgan was the one who would tell them go and see if it came time for the Shechitas HaTamid. So Tosfos says from that you could deduce that this was not the Sgan, the Mamun over here was somebody else. Tosfos learns it was the person who was just designated for this particular job, and it was that's why he's called the Mamuna. He was appointed for this purpose, but he's not the Sgan. The Siach Yitzchak says that it definitely sounds from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, that says that Hainu Sgan, Hainu Mamuna. Whenever it says Mamuna in the Mishnah, it is the Sgan. And the Gemara makes a point of saying that from the fact that the Mishnah calls him Mamuna and that the Braisa refers to him as the Sgan, that Hainu Sgan, Hainu Mamuna, Shmamino, you see that that is what the Tana means when he refers to the Mamuna. He means the Sgan. And actually, Rashi in Brachas Daf Yud Alf Mabez over there, it's brought down that this Mamuna used to say in the Beis HaMikdash, Barchu Bracha Achas, and Rashi says over there, who is the Mamuna? He says, who's Skana Kainim? Kiri'isa, like it's brought down over there in Perek Kain Gadol. The Girsa we have a Fanenu is Kiri'isa Biyuma, but as the Siach Yitzchak points out, that's not the correct Girsa. The correct Girsa is that he's referring to the Gemara in Perek Kain Gadol in Sanhedrin that says, Hainu Skan, Hainu Mamuna. So the Siach Yitzchak is willing to be a Matzdik Rashi who says that the Mamuna is the Skan. The only problem is that we have Tosfos' question. Why then, when the Yerushalmi lists the functions of the Skan, it leaves out our Mishnah. The Yerushalmi should list our Mishnah as one of the things that the Sgan used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps we could say in defense of Rashi that even though the person in our Mishnah, the Mamuna, is the Sgan, nevertheless the Yerushalmi did not want to include our Mishnah as part of its list. And that's because if you look through all the things that we mentioned from the Yerushalmi, you'll see that when we refer to the jobs that the Sgan has in that Yerushalmi, our objective is to list the things that the Sgan used to do as assistant to the Kohen Gadol. All of the things that we mentioned were things that the Sgan was doing because he was there to aid and assist what the Kohen Gadol was doing. Whether it was while the Kohen Gadol was doing the Hagrola, the Sgan had to help him and say Hagbi Yemincha, or when the Kohen Gadol was being Misnacha Me'acherim, so the Sgan was helping out the Kohen Gadol, or when the Kohen Gadol was doing his Akrava, etc. However, our Mishnah is not something that the Sgan is doing at all in order to help out the Kohen Gadol. Because aside from being the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, he was also the second highest position of Kahuna that there was, just like you have a vice president. Partially, a vice president is somebody who acts as a vice to the president, but a vice president is also a position. It's the highest position under the president. So something that you didn't need the Kohen Gadol for on Yom Kippur, we used the Sgan. So that would be a potential yishuv for Das Rashi. What is it that the Mamuna said? Tzu uru'u imigiyaz man hashchita. Rashi explains, the shchita ha-tamid, kolomir imheir ha-mizruch, sha-shchita psula b'layla, kirichsiv b'yayim zivchachem. This comes from a drasha in the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Mebeis. The Gemara there discusses the things that are kosher b'yoyim and says that you're not allowed to do them before Alois HaShachar. Now, even though over there in Megillah, it's mavur that everything that has a mitzvah to be done in the daytime, l'chatchil, you're supposed to do it from Netzach Hama. You shouldn't do it from Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is earlier. As the Rambam says, it is approximately an hour and a fifth based on average hours before Netzach Hama. And that's when you begin seeing some light on the eastern horizon. So why is it that over here we don't say that l'chatchila you should wait until Netzach Hama to bring the carbon? There are two reasons given for this. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Aleph Ois Gimel and the Siach Yitzchak both say that, like Rashi explains in Megillah, the reason why we tell you to wait until Netzach Hama ordinarily is because we want it to be Yoytzim Misafik Laila. We don't rely on people's discretion to decide that it's already considered Alois HaShachar. So we say wait until Netzach Hama. When you see the sun rise, then you know for sure that it's day. However, that's by other mitzvahs which are up to the regular person. Over here, it's dependent on the kehanim. Kehanim are known to be zrizin, and therefore we're not concerned that they're going to make a mistake. The Ramban and the Mulchamis, in the beginning of Brachis, gives another reason. He says that ordinarily we make gzeira, we tell you wait until Netzach Hama. But over here, the Torah itself specifically said that you should do it early. Where did the Torah say you should do it early? The Torah says, Taseh Baboiker. Sekevesachot Taseh Baboiker is referring to the Karban Atamid Shel Shachar. And he says the word Baboiker is the Torah going out of its way saying that it's not something that you're supposed to do Dafka B'yoyim, it's something that you're supposed to do Dafka in the morning. Baboiker means be makdimit, do it early. By telling you that you should do it dafka baboiker, the Torah is going out of its way to tell you be makdimit, and therefore we don't feel comfortable telling you wait until Netzach Hama. You should do it at the earliest possible moment. Haroya Omer Barkai, which means that the one who was looking and seeing if it was Higiyas Manshchita or not, would say that it has lit up. Barkai is a lotion of lightning or a shine. And then we have Masiv Ben Shmuel, who says, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Now there's machlokes is how to understand this part of the Mishnah. Rav Yishayim learned that Masya ben Shmuel was another Tana who's arguing the Tanakama, and he says that you say something different than Barkai. You're supposed to say Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach and not Barkai. However, Rashi and Menachis and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph explains that Masya ben Shmuel was the Menmuna ala Piyosis, and he would ask Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. So the Tana over here is quoting the way that Masya ben Shmuel would talk. Now this, of course, is dependent on how to be goyris in the Gemara over here on Amud Beis. If you look at the Gemara on Amud Beis, it says Masya ben Shmuel, in parentheses it says Oimer HaMemuna ala Piyosis Oimer. Now if you don't have the Oimer, the first one, then it reads Masya ben Shmuel HaMemuna ala Piyosis Oimer, which is like Rashi and Menachis. However, if you're goyris the first Oimer, then Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, Masya ben Shmuel Zatano, who says that HaMemuna ala Piyosis Oimer Hei Pernikol HaMizrach. Now according to those Rishonim that Masya ben Shmuel is another Shita in the Mishnah, there are two ways to understand. The Rambam clearly learns that there's a machloikis in when the actual Zman HaShchita is. Because the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, says that the halacha is like Masya ben Shmuel, which means that he holds that the shear of when you're allowed to bring the Karban Atomid is like Masya ben Shmuel says. Which means that there's machloikis, whether it's enough with the shear of Barkai, or do you need also Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. And that is also how the Meiri learns. However, the Rabbeinu Yochum, later on, Amud Beis, says that this wasn't a machloikis in what the shear of Hakrovas HaTomid is. Rather, it was a question of what type of nusach should you use. Reb Kiva Eiger, in Zagoyis, to Shulchan Aruch, Yerideh Simrei Samach Vav Siv Beis, on the din that is gepaskened over there, that Mila is Doiche Shabbos and Yom Tov only if it's Mila Bezmana. So we know that if the child was born on Shabbos, let's say, so the following Shabbos, you could do Mila. However, if the child was born on Friday, then you can't do Mila the following Shabbos because it's already Shaloi Bizmaner. What happens if the baby is born Ben Ashmoshes? Since it's a Suffolk, you don't have the right to be Mal the baby on Shabbos. Now, the din is, says Reb Kiveger, that if an Eid Echod is made that the baby was Noilod B'Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mal the baby and be Soimach on the Eid Echod. Even though, generally speaking, such a thing, you shouldn't be allowed to believe in Eid Echod, it's a Chazik Yisura, Nevertheless, says Reb Kveger, you're allowed to because it's a milsa da avidi legluye. It's something that is going to be eventually found out. There are people that know whether this baby was born on Shabbos or not, and a person will not lie about something that's avidi legluye. His mekar is a Yerushalmi in our perek, right over here in our sugya. The Yerushalmi extracts this halacha from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that the person went to look and see if it was Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach or not. He came back and said Barkai, and they were Saimach on him, even though he was only an 8 Echad. The reason is because the Milsad Avil Ligluye. That's what Yerushalmi says, and Yerushalmi makes the Tushtel too, Hilchas Mila. The Gemara says, Amarav Safra Tzloisei Davram Michi Meshachri Koisli. The Tfilas Mincha of Avram Avinu began when the walls began to get a little bit black. Which means, as the Rishonim explain, that as soon as the sun begins leaving the Emtza Harakia, as soon as it starts moving towards the west, which begins at Chatzos, so the beginning of the Shah Shviyas, that's already when the walls lose some of the light that was being given to them, so they have a shade, and that is the time that Avraham Avinu began davening Tfilas Mincha. Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Chavav Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Yitzchok, and the Tosfos Yeshanim over here, both ask the question that we know that it was Yitzchok who was Mesaken Tefilas Mincha, not Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Mesaken Tefilas Shachris. Yitzchok was Mesaken Tefilas Mincha. A number of Terutzim are given to this question. The Tosfos Yeshanim over here, and Tosfos and Brachos, the Tosfos that we mentioned, both answer that after Yitzchok Avinu was Mesaken Tefilas Mincha, Avraham Avinu began davening Mincha as well. Why it is that we mention Avraham Avinu, it could be like the Rabbein Hanano says over here, that Avraham Avinu was the Iker HaAvos, and since all of the Avos daven, that's what the Rabbein Hanano says, we mention Avraham Avinu, so you could say similarly, that although it was Yitzchak who was Mesaken Tefilas Mincha, but since Avraham Avinu learned it from him, and Avraham Avinu was the Iker HaAvos, so we mention Avraham Avinu's Tefillah. The Tzitz Yishanim gives another teretz. He says that Avraham Avinu always davened Tfilas Mincha. The fact that it says that Yitzchak was Mesaken Tfilas Mincha means that he was Mesaken for other people. But Avraham Avinu always davened Mincha, as we'll see later on in our sugya, that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim everything in the Torah, including Drabbanans, like Erev Tavshilin. A third teretz is given by the Tosfos Rid, who says that really we know that in the sugya over there in Brachas Daf Chavav Amud Beis, there's a machloikis. If tefillah is avos tiknum, or tefillah is keneged tminim tiknum, which means, Mamad the Yomar holds that tefillahs were nisken alidei the avos were mesakin tefillahs. The other man the Yomar holds that it was chazal who were mesakin tefillahs, and they were mesakin them keneged the karbonis. Rav Safra, if he holds like the Man Yomar, Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, so of course he doesn't hold that Yitzchak was Mesaken Tfilas Mincha, and therefore we could say that Avraham Avinu, who was Mekayim, all Dinim was Mekayim this Din, the Chazal or Mesaken as well, and that's why we mention Avram and not Yitzchak. On Rav Safra's memory that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tfilas Mincha from Chir Shachri Koisli, which was earlier than the Zman Mincha that we have. We start davening Mincha 6.5 hours into the day. So Rabbi Yosef asks, I don't understand. Anami Avram Nekum V'Nigmar, we should learn our dinim from Avram Avinu. There's a machloikas how to understand the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi learns Anami Avram Nekum V'Nigmar means, how could you expect us to be Zerizim like Avram Avinu? However, the Aruch and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer HaYosher in Chelek HaChidushim Simen Shinches both learn that the Gemara means to ask a different question. And that is not because Avraham Avinu is considered such a big zariz that we shouldn't learn from him, we shouldn't be expected to be Mekayim, the zrizes of Avraham Avinu. Rather, it doesn't make sense for us to be learning from Avraham Avinu because he was Koidim Matan Torah, and we only learn from Dinim that it says after Matan Torah. We never learn halachis from that which it says before Matan Torah. And that is based on the whole sugya in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, where the Gemara says that even though before Matan Torah there was a din mila, b'yom hashmini, nevertheless, after Matan Torah we have a new chiddush that is learned after the pasuk of Ishiki Sazriya v'yolda zachar v'toma shivas yamim, and then it says b'yom hashmini yimul b'sar arlasi. The Gemara learns out from there that there's only a din mila for somebody whose mother is tmeya tumas leida. Even though there was a din of Yom HaShmini before Matan Torah for every baby, but the din Yom HaShmini, and it's Negeah whether it's Doicha Shabbos or not, after Matan Torah is only Negeah, a child whose mother has Tumas Leida. The reason is because we learn from that which is written after Matan Torah, not that which is written before Matan Torah. Now Rava goes and answers to Rabbi Yosef, who asked, Anan me Avram nekem v'nigmar. He says, Tana gomer me Avram. You see that the Tana does learn from Avram, because it says in the Braisa, V'yemash mini yimu b'sar alosim, melamish kol yoyim kosha l'mila, ela shezrizim akdimim l'mitzvahs. Now, how you learn Rabbi Yosef's kasha of Anan me Avram nekem v'nigmar will determine how you learn Rava's teretz. If you learn like Rashi, Anan me Avram nekem v'nigmar was a kasha that how we expected to learn from the zrizis of Avram Avinu, so Rava's answering that you see the Tana does learn from the reasons of Avram Avinu, because it says Vayashkum Avram Baboyker, and we're told to emulate Avram Avinu's reasons. However, if you learn that Anan Nekem V'Nigmer is that we don't learn from Avram Avinu because he was before Matan Torah, then what we mean to answer when we say that the Tana learns from Avram Avinu is that must be that Avram Avinu kept the Torah and he was a Baki in Halachas, even though he was before Matan Torah. The Gemara explains that the real kasha that Rabbi Yosef has is based on the Mishnah in Psachim that says Chal Arvi Psachim Li is Be'erev Shabbos Nishchet B'Sheishu Mechtze V'Kar B'Shevu Mechtze, which means that the earliest time, which was what they did when Erev Pesach was on Erev Shabbos, that they would be able to roast all the Karban Pesach before Yom Tif, because Tzlius HaPesach is not Doicha Shabbos, so when it was Chal on Erev Shabbos, tonight is going to be Shabbos, you have to make sure to do everything before Shabbos starts. So they had to bring it the earliest possible time. When did they bring it? Only Mishesh Umechtza, from 6.5 hours into the day, and not from the beginning of the 7th hour, from 6 hours into the day. So the Gemara answers the question by saying, number one, perhaps the Kursli Beis HaMikdash were not exactly straight up. And since they were not perfectly straight, we had to wait until 6.5 hours into the day to make sure that it was already the Zman Mincha. Lefize, it should come out that if a person was Mispal Mincha from 6 hours into the day, a little bit past the 6th hour, then he should be Yoytze B'diyevet. It's only that we have a chashash in the Beis HaMikdash that we're worried that it's not going to be clear enough that it's 6 hours into the day, and therefore we tell you to wait to 6.5 hours. And who had din, according to the second terence of the Gemara gives, Inami Shani Avram Ditzagninus Gedoy Lohoytze B'liboy, which means that Avram Avinu was a Bucky in the Mazalis and in astrology, so he knew exactly how to figure out when it was past 6 hours into the day, and therefore he was able to daven mincha then. According to that, also it should come out that if a person was mispalo from that time, he should be yoytze. And that is actually the psak of the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher and Rashi in Brachas Daf Tesamid Aleph de Bramaschu Sham Tizbach, Rashi in Psachim Daf Tzare Gimel Amid Beis de Bramaschu Chamisha Asar, and Toises in Psachim Daf Yemid Aleph de Bramaschu Loi. However, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, it says that if somebody was mispalel Tfilas HaMincha after Sheish Shois Umechtza, he's Yoytze, which is mashma that if a person would be mispalel before Sheish Shois Umechtza, he's not Yoytze. Now the Magen Avraham over there in Sifkat Nalf says that even though Be'emes the Zman is after 6 hours, nevertheless the person is not Yoytze, because since we're not bucky enough, we're not willing to say the person's Yoytze. However, the Prima Gadam over there and the Prichadosh, they both argue on the Magen Avraham, and they say B'rievet a person is Yoytze if he daven after 6 hours. Now the Hezbar and the Machloikis, if you take a look in the Machzah Shekel, it's mashma as follows. If you learn, like the second teretz in our Gemara, that the reason why in the Beis HaMikdash they weren't makir of the Tumid until Sheishu Mechza is because Avram Avinu was different because he was special, he had a special itztagninus. That means that everybody else is not a Bucky. Since everybody else is not a Bucky, it stands to reason that only Avram Avinu had the capability to be mispalel immediately after 6 hours, but anybody else, we've given them the Zman of 6.5 hours. Because of that, says the Machzah Shekel, the Magen Avraham understood that we don't allow anybody else, even B'dievet, to be mispalel after 6 hours. He has to wait until 6.5 hours. However, if you go with the first teretz in our Gemara, the first teretz learns that it was only something special about the Beis HaMikdash that the walls were not straight up. So that means that Be'ikr Hazman, you could really be mispalel from 6 hours. In the Beis HaMikdash, because they had that problem, they weren't willing to be makriv the carbon from 6 hours. But if you don't have that problem, then there's not a problem to be mispalel from 6 hours. So it comes out that the machloikis hapoiskim, whether a person is yoytze when he davens at the end of 6 hours, or he's not Yoytze, he has to dafka daven after 6.5 hours, is dependent on which teretz you hold to be the Ikar teretz in our Gemara. If the Ikar teretz is the first teretz, then it has to do something dafka with the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore a person really is Yoytze if he davens after 6 hours. And if the Ikar teretz is the second teretz, then it was something special about Avram Avinu which allowed him to daven exactly at 6 hours, but everybody else is not a Bucky. Even though one can argue, like we said before, that I may not be a Bucky, but if I happen to have davened at the end of 6 hours, I should be Yoytze. But the Paiskim seem to be saying that that makes no difference, because since we believe nobody's a Baki according to that Teretz in the Gemara, therefore we cannot allow you to be Yotze even B'riyevid. There's another way to learn the Machlokes HaPoiskim, and this is Mashmid Pnei Yeshua in our Sugya, and that is that even if you hold like the first Teretz in our Gemara, that the problem was a problem with the Beis HaMikdash because the walls were not straight, nevertheless, now, how were they Misakin Tefilas Mincha? We're Misakin Keneged Tmidim. And since Tmidim took place in the Beis HaMikdash, so on a practical level, they were Makar of the Tumid Dafka after 6.5 hours. Therefore, Chazal were Misakin the Zman to Davin Dafka based on the Zman that practically they were Mispalim in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's from 6.5 hours. So the Shita that holds you're not Yoitze says the Pnei Yeshua could even be going according to the first Teretz in our Gemara that holds that it's dependent on the walls not being straight in the Beis HaMikdash, yet we still do not allow you to be Yoitze B'di'evet after 6 hours because that's not the Zman that they were Makar of the Talmud practically in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Gemara it's Mavur that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTer Kula, even Eruv Tavshilin. We find by the other Avos as well that they were Mekayim Kol HaTer Kula. You find the Medrash says by Yaakov Avinu on the Pasuk of Yichan Pnei Ha'ir that Yaakov Avinu was Keveat Chumen. And there are several references throughout Midrashim that the Avos, all of the Avos, kept Kol HaTer Kula. Even so, there is a Shalos Tshuvas Ramah, Simen Vav, who says that it was only Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTer Kula, not the rest of the Avos, like it's Mavur in our Gemara. There's a famous Kasha that the Achronim ask, and that is that since we know the halacha is that a goy who keeps Shabbos is chayiv misa, like the Gemara learns in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. It says v'yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu. It's usher for a goy to keep Shabbos. So how were the avos capable of keeping Kol HaTer Kula, which included Shabbos, if the avos had a halacha of bnei noach, which is an extensive discussion, the one that has the biggest arichas on this topic is the Proshas Drachim, which is a sefer written by the Mishlei Melech, who discusses whether the Avos had a halacha of Bnei Noach or there were Yatzim Echlal Bnei Noach. Now, if you hold that the Avos had a din of Ben Noach, so a Goy Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, how was it mutter for them to keep Shabbos? Now, it happens to be that the Prashas Drachim, based on this question, says that it must be that the Avos were Yatzu Legamri Mechlal Bnei Noach, even Lekula, and he brings down that that happened from the time that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Bris Mila. Once he was Nichnas B'Bris, so then he and his children, all his offspring, got a din of non-Bnei Noach, and therefore they had no problem of Yom Laila Yishboisu of Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa. However, there are various achronim that give very interesting terutzim to this question. The Param Yafis in Parshas Noach answers that before Matan Torah, the halacha was that the Laila is Nimshech Achar Hayom, which means, although nowadays in Jewish life, the Laila precedes the Yom, so every day is considered part of the night before it. And so for us, Shabbos begins the preceding evening. Leil Shabbos is Friday night. Nevertheless, that's not the way it was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the Laila was Halach Achra Yoim. And that's actually the Lashon of the Pasuk that we mentioned before, of Yoim V'Laila Lo Yishboisu. So the Isser for a Goy is to be Shoivis on a day and then the night after it. In which case, it was no problem for the Avos. Friday night, they kept Shabbos. Shabbos day, they kept Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos, they could do a Malacha. And they are not violating the Isser of Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa, because before Matan Torah, Motzei Shabbos was considered part of the preceding day. Even so, they were considered having been Shomer Shabbos, because that is based on the Shmir Shabbos that is given after Matan Torah. That was the Shmir Shabbos that they did. Another Teretz is given by the Menchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lama Beis, Mosach HaShabbos, in Ois Vav, and Shuvas Binyan Tzion, in Chelik Alav Simen Kuf Chavav, that the Avos did a Malacha B'chatzi Shir, because in Dine Yisrael, there are shiurim, and therefore a yid is not over the Isser Shabbos if he does only a chatzi shir. Mashen kein a goy, if he's not shoivis by doing a malacha of chatzi shir, that's fine. That's not considered like he was shoivis, because as far as the goyim are concerned, there's no din shiurim. In the Chedushei Maram Shik, in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches, he brings down a famous teretz from the Chassam Sofer, that they were able to be mekayim Shabbos and still be mechalal Shabbos for a goy by walking out into the Rishus Rabbim wearing tzitzis. Because as far as a goy is concerned, tzitzis is not considered a chelik of the beged, so it's a masui. So if they're a goy, they were mekayim the din of doing a malacha as far as a goy is concerned on Shabbos, and yet they still preserved the din of being shomer Shabbos because they kept Shabbos like a yid, because as far as a yid is concerned, the tzitzis are bottled to the beged. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOitzer called Aleph Ois Reish Gimel answers that they did a malacha with two people together, because as far as a yid is concerned, there's a halacha of shnaim shasu is potter, because we learn that from a pasuk ba'asoisa, but that's only a pasuk that's written by yidin. So that as far as a guy is concerned, that's considered a chilul Shabbos. Another teretz Rabbi Yosef Engel says is that the halacha that a goy shoves chayiv misa was only nischadish after Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael. Even though it's learned out from the pasuk of Yom V'Layel Lo Yishbois, which is written by Noach, it's only a asmachta. But that halacha really began when Klal Yisrael was given Shabbos. Shabbos is like the kala of Klal Yisrael. And a guy who keeps Shabbos is like he's violating our kala. And that's why it wasn't a problem for the Ovis, because the Ovis kept Shabbos before Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, there was no problem of Yom V'Layel Lo Yishbois. The Rishonim ask Akasha that how was Yaakov Avinu allowed to marry two sisters if the Avis kept Kol HaTorah Kula? Of course, this is going like not like the Ramah that we mentioned earlier. There was only Avram Avinu. If you hold that it was Yaakov Avinu and Yitzchak were also Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, how was it that Yaakov Avinu could marry two sisters? The Ramban Al HaTorah in Parashas Vayetze says that the Avis kept Torah only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laretz, they did not keep the Torah, and Rachel was actually, she was nifta right before they went back into Eretz Yisrael. The Marsha actually answers that Yaakov Avinu was Megayer Rachel and Leah before marrying them, and through that there's a din of Geshen is Gayer Kikotin Shanoil Domi. This is the Marsha in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. When it says in our Gemara that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even Eruv Tavshilim, the Pashtos Eruv Tavshilim means the Din D'Rabbanan of making an Eruv Tavshilim when Yom Tov comes before Shabbos. However, in Das Kenel Bal Yatoisis in Bereishis, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches says an interesting pshat that Eruv Tavshilim means Eruvin Miloshin Eruv, mixing Tavshilim, which means Basar B'Cholov. The Pashtus is that this is very schwer because a Ruvitav Shilin, if it's a Drabbanan, then there's a Chiddush in saying even Din of Drabbanan. But to say that they even kept Basar B'cholov is, why would that be a Chiddush? Take a look at the Chassam Sofer in Yeredeya, Simon Ayin Gimel in the Tshuvas, then you'll see a very interesting pshat. He says a nice pilpul to answer this question.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.